Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Children of the King, written by Sonia Hartnett and read by Jennifer Valetic.
She heard it. Footsteps in the dark. Cecily Lockwood, aged recently 12, quailed in the darkness beneath her bed and listened to the steps coming closer. The curtains of her bedroom were drawn and only a ribbon of light nosed past the door, and sense told Cecily that she must be nearly invisible in the blackness. But she did not feel invisible. Her teeth bit her lip. Her heart bounced like a trout. The footsteps had climbed the stairs. Cecily had heard the creak of each tread. The steps had come stealthily along the hall, pausing in each doorway. There'd been a silence when the steps reached her brother's room. Cecily had pictured Jeremy folded under his bed, his heart flipping and diving. But no, Jeremy was too smart to hide under a bed. Jeremy would hide somewhere that could keep him secret all night. Only Cecily was silly enough to hide under a bed. Now the footsteps had resumed. The rugs muffled them, but still they could be heard. Closer, closer. Then a sudden bump and oof! The steps had walked into the hall table. Cecily couldn't help but smile. But the hall table stood just outside her bedroom, and it was abruptly too late to change her hiding place for a better one. The door eased back on its hinges, letting in a shaft of soft light. Cecily held her breath, peeked past the bedspread's hem. The maker of the footsteps was carrying a candle, a long white taper taken from the dining table. Its flame cast a quavering circle of orange light. It radiated its glow onto the face of a man wearing a mask. A gas mask. The silvery goggles reflected the flame as a pair of burning pupils. The canister below them heaved like a horrible snout. At the sight of this monster, Cecily almost screamed. Almost. The man stopped in the centre of the room. The candlelight grazed the rocking horse, the hat stand, the shelf of china beasts. The masked head turned slowly to the window. The man was not puffing, but the mask made his breath sound like paper on fire. It took a single stride for him to reach the window. Holding the candle to one side, he felt amid the curtains. From beneath the bed, Cecily watched, her heart denting the floor. When he didn't find her in the drapery, the man turned and pondered the darkness again. She didn't need to hear him say, "I know you're in here."